Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we celebrate Holy Week and look forward to Easter Sunday, we're thankful to God for the strides made this legislative session and the bills introduced that value and protect life, promote and strengthen marriage and families, advance the cause of parental choice in education, and defend religious freedom. We know there's much more to do, so we won't get complacent.
We give glory to God for the recent victories, and we pray that these policies will withstand the legal challenges that the progressive left has promised to levy once the session is over. Because once the session's over, the battle for hearts and minds does not end. The end of the legislative session marks the beginning of legal challenges between activist judges, the month-long celebration of pride complete with obscenity and debauchery, and the continued demand from woke corporations that consumers bow to the ideologies of cultural Marxism and moral relativism. Make no mistake, if you're a follower of Christ, you're enlisted in a culture war, whether you like it or not. We know that the battle lines have been drawn, but as Christians, we've read the end of the book, so we know how the war will end. Does that mean we should sit in silence waiting for God's intervention when the immorality of our world reaches a critical mass? Or would Christian silence and inaction amount to implied acceptance, or even worse, approval? Eric Metaxas, in his book Letter to the American Church, writes, and I quote, "If you do not speak, you are not being neutral, but are contributing to the success of the thing you refuse to name and condemn. Contrarily, it follows that those who speak out make it easier for others to speak out, just as cowardice begets cowardice, courage begets courage." End quote. The other side expects Christians to sit quietly and remain unengaged on all topics of moral political discourse.
Over the years, we have many examples of legislators having their faith challenged by progressive members of the House and Senate. During one floor speech, a liberal legislator from Missoula stated that those legislators who oppose transgender surgery for minors should just sit down and be quiet. In another instance, a left-leaning lobbyist expressed surprise that some Christian legislators appear to be engaged in the culture war rather than embracing a live-and-let-live apathetic view toward issues like abortion, sex education, and transgenderism.
Legislators have even been told that if they don't vote against certain bills, they're not really Christians. And yours truly was even asked by a legislator what I have against Satan. The question is, are we supposed to conform our conduct based on the expectations of the other side? Should we take our orders from individuals who don't share our faith and moral compass? Or should we speak about truth, absolute truth, even when we're told to sit down and be quiet? Can we speak truth with love and compassion? These are questions we face every day in the halls of the Capitol. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." At the Montana Family Foundation, we encourage you to take your orders from God. Don't be conformed to the world, and don't conform to the world's expectations for you in this culture war. Don't sit quietly on the sidelines. The culture war will rage on after the session, and we pray that you'll engage in the battle with us. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.